Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our tiny planet, plus what we can look for in our dark island skies. As usual, turning to the expertise of Christopher Phillips. We've got him on the line right now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave. Good to be back. So this week, stargazers, Mars can be seen in the western sky after sunset, where it will set at around 8 p.m. Jupiter and Saturn can be seen right through till the early morning. Our moon this week is on its way to being full.
Now, this week, we are headed to South America.
Yeah, this week, a quite frankly astonishing set of data from the ALMA submillimeter telescope in Chile. ALMA has produced a stunning image of the nearby super red giant star Betelgeuse, commonly referred to as Betelgeuse, in the constellation of Orion the Hunter. This massive red star is easily visible from Earth during the fall and winter, and it's even possible to make out its red-orange color with the human eye. But despite being only 650 light-years away, detailed images of this star have proved frustratingly elusive until now.
Even with the biggest telescopes, we don't get really good images of stars, right?
Yeah, it's one of the weird things about observational astronomy. We're all used to seeing beautiful images of grandiose galaxies in far corners of the universe, and even beautiful cloud-like nebula closer to home. But it's really, really difficult to get a decent image of any star.
Is that because their size, they're a lot smaller than galaxies and nebula?
Yeah, that's precisely why it's so hard to get an image. But because Betelgeuse is so big and relatively close, ALMA was able to capture it.
And Betelgeuse is the one that's going to explode at any time, right?
Yeah, absolutely right. This is what's really exciting about it. Super red giant stars like Betelgeuse don't last long. They live for a fraction of the time that our own sun would live for, about a few million years. Because they are so massive, they end their lives in supernovae, the largest explosions in the cosmos.
And is this the kind of thing we're going to see it when it happens, or we'd have to be here in a couple million years?
Oh, no, totally. It's going to be visible from the Earth. And because Betelgeuse is overdue, it could happen anytime within the next few hundred years. It could even happen next week.
And there's no threat from this either, right?
No, nothing at all. It's too far away to do us any harm, but it will make for a star that can be seen during the day.
Well, let's hope it happens in the next 50 or 60 years, let's say. Christopher Phillips and another fun stargazer. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week.